Governor Chris Sununu, I believe, joining us, GMI Studios. Good morning, Governor.
Oh, good morning, Jack. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, sounds like you're running around. Busy morning?
No, I'm just in the office. I just couldn't tell if you guys could hear me. I heard your whole intro there, and yes, I think the Patriots have a great shot at the number one spot.
Governor, let's start with Mother Nature. We had an unexpected ice event the other day after 9, ironically. It was almost 9 to noon, a lot of spinouts, but that was then. Today, slow going. This is the kind of system I think if people take their time and slow down, we're fine. And it's a Friday, and it's January, and we'll get some snow out there.
Yeah, without a doubt. When I was coming in, I'm on the seacoast, when I wake up in the morning, and it's pretty heavy out there, but still snowing pretty solid in Concord as well. But people definitely seem to be taking their time. I think that the real issue with the ice storm earlier in the week was that we had frozen fog. So we had brined the roads. We had done some pre-treatment. But when you have this frozen fog, it almost looks like there's nothing there. Mm-hmm. And so folks were driving much more aggressively. It was great to see everyone really slowing down. A couple spin-outs here and there. And I know the state troopers are on the highways are responding appropriately. But to your point, everyone just needs to kind of take a beat, slow down a little bit. It's a Friday. Give yourself an extra 15, 20 minutes. Know that many of the schools are closed, so make sure you're keeping an eye out for kids. And if we all just slow down a little bit, there's no reason we can't enjoy the winter and get home safely.
Governor, when I posted that you were going to be on this morning, a lot of people kind of came to the same point of what they wanted me to ask you. But I want to point out there's a big booster blitz tomorrow in many locations. You do need an appointment. I know they're filling up, but there are still some openings. But you can update us on that. But the question a lot of people wanted to ask me is, I think they know about the vaccines. I think they know about, what the symptoms are. This is a very contagious COVID variant right now. And more people I know in the last 10 days of 15, 2 weeks, before the holidays either have had it or someone in their household. The question people wanted me to ask you is, you're data-driven. I think the state's done a better job than the federal government communicating all this. So, of course, the question they want to ask me is, can you ask the governor when he thinks this current peak is going to peak?
I think we're going to be bouncing around the top of this peak for the next few weeks at least. This isn't an up and down by any means because we surged with Delta and we're going to be bouncing up here with some strong case numbers, I think, for 3 or 4 weeks at least. And knowing that the severity of Omicron isn't quite as bad, but it's much more contagious, so you're going to have a lot more cases. A lot of those cases will be identified, with home tests, so we won't even get the most accurate case data. But the severity isn't quite as bad. So at the end of the day, I'm hoping it's a wash or maybe even a little better in terms of the impact on the healthcare system and the hospitals, which is what we really monitor closely. So we've been able to – we haven't seen our hospital numbers really spike up at all for the past couple of weeks, which is great. But they're come down a little bit. But I just think we're going to be in a pretty very high intense area of COVID, nothing we can't manage, but probably for the next 3 or 4 weeks at least before we see a significant drop as we hit February.
And that's tough on employers and everyone juggling. Governor, the other question I want to ask you is over the holidays, I had a few friends who were fully vaccinated on the younger side, but they got sick for about a week or so with cold, body aches, sore throat, and they tested positive. And one of the things they wanted me to ask newsmakers or a leader like you, the leader of the state, they kind of went to a doctor or two. They're trying to get therapies because they didn't want to go to the emergency room. They didn't want to clog the hospital system, but they were sick, but they just were looking for and there's been reports of different treatments that are available. I know the federal government is sending up some experts. That's been delayed. But why don't we hear more about treatments and certain medications or things that can, if you get sick, you get well faster. It seems that all the focus has been about vaccinations, which obviously aren't a cure. But if you're fully vaccinated, the presumption and boosted, you're not going to be as acutely sick. How come we don't hear more about treatments and therapies?
Well, so monoclonal antibodies work. It depends what kind of variant you have. There's, I think, about 7 different types of monoclonal antibodies that you can get. We made a big push in early December to get more Regeneron and others types of monoclonal antibodies here in New Hampshire, and the federal government has sent them up. So you can get them. It's really a decision between you and your doctor in terms of whether they think that's the right prescription for you. The government doesn't get involved in who gets prescribed monoclonal antibodies or anything like that. But they do work, and they don't necessarily make COVID go away tomorrow, but they definitely decrease the symptoms to the point where you can hedge yourself against going into the hospital or something much more severe. And now we have these new pills that are likely going to be coming out. The problem with the pills that were just approved, I think one of them has been fully approved emergency use approved, they take about 8 months to make. So they're making them very rapidly. There'll be a few hundred thousand out across the country in the next month, and they'll slowly start trickling out. But you probably won't see a large influx of the pills, the oral form of the it's kind of like getting a monoclonal antibody, but the oral form of the pill that'll reduce the symptoms probably until this summer. But the monoclonal antibodies are there. If you have COVID, if you're at higher risk, talk to your doctor. We do have treatments available, and we do have a federal team. They delayed it. A little frustrating this week that they delayed it, but they are sending an additional team in to make the availability of those monoclonal antibodies a little easier for everyone. But they are out there. You just got to talk to your doctor.
Governor Christensen, on a busy Friday morning. Good morning, Hampshire. Before we let you go on our network of news talk stations from the Lakes region, the Seacoast, Manchester, Concord, up into Maine, I want to ask you that New Hampshire House, it's interesting, this week has been kind of eventful. There were a couple bills I wanted to ask you about. Now, they haven't gone past the Senate yet, but the congressional redistricting is one. Number two was further limiting the timetable of an executive orders. And then the third one was a legalized marijuana for individual use beyond what we have right now. You've reduced the criminal aspects of, you know, small amounts possession. Medical marijuana is legal, but I guess an individual could have up to six plants. So these bills, again, haven't gone to your desk yet, and I know that they're dealing with a lot, but let's start with the congressional redistricting. From what you've seen so far, is that something you can live with or not?
Don't love it. I really don't like it, and I don't think it's going to be the plan that ends up on my desk. I think it's perfectly legal. You know, it meets all the requirements for redistricting and all of that. I mean, it's not like you see what's going on in some other states. But my sense is that it's going to go through the Senate. It might have a committee conference. So I don't know if that's really the final plan that's going to hit my desk. I don't love it, but, you know, hopefully they can find something a little bit better. We're a very independent state. So you shouldn't have a congressional district that is all Democrat or all Republican, because that's not the way our state is. It doesn't make any sense to me to do it that way. We'll see what they finally put on my desk, but.
I appreciate the answer. The other one is legalized marijuana beyond what you've already kind of done, because you've done a lot to unravel this. But if that were to hit your desk for individuals, small amounts, and up to six plants, do you have any feelings on this yet?
So that's bill specifically looks at what they call home grow. It allows you to grow plants at home. And frankly, in states that have legalized that, like Vermont, it's been a disaster. That aspect of legalization really does not work because there's no way to regulate it. It's extremely accessible to children. You don't go knocking on people's doors and saying, hey, can I see your six plant? Like, that's not the way it works. So, I understand there is a section of folks that want to legalize marijuana, but by doing it with a home grow program is very dangerous and actually brings the highest risk, to kids and the whole process into play. So, not in favor of that at all.
And then again, it's a House measure, not anything beyond, but in terms of executive orders going forward, whether it's a 90-day or sooner, giving the House more say, any reaction on that yet?
On the executive order? Yeah, so look, I'm open if they have something reasonable, but basically what they were looking to pass was something that effectively said, I think one of the House bills say that you can only have a state of emergency for 60 days or something like that. Well, obviously we all know that a state of emergency can and sometimes should last much more than 60 days. So, none of the provisions that I've seen in those restrictions of emergency orders are anything that I would support right now.
And finally, Governor, I think my gut is you're right, but you have the numbers I don't, that hopefully we peak on this current very contagious variant right now in hopefully probably the balance of January. But at the same time, is this pretty much the way we're going to manage it? The state's doing the booster. People just be careful and get through it, or any kind of feeling of change of policy from your end? Is this pretty much handling it the best we can?
Right now, I think we're doing a great job handling it, given how, I mean, look at the severity of what's happening in the country. You know, everyone thought they were through it, and we tried to warn them, guys, it was just the tip of the spear, get ready, and now it's just walloping the rest of the country, and we're a bit ahead of the game, if anything. So I think we're doing everything we can to manage it now. I think long-term, any policies that we really move forward with are going to all be around flexibility with hospitals, making sure nurses and doctors have some flexibility. They can actually take some time off. They're not being overwhelmed. Our hospitalizations, you know, at one point I think they got up to around 450 or so, and now they're down to about 370. They bounce around. They go up a little bit one week, down a little bit the next, but we don't see that massive increase, but it's still a massive burden on the system. One thing, Jack, that I've talked about before, and it's so important that people understand, when you go into the hospital for COVID, you're there for 4, 5, 6 weeks even if you're there for a heart attack or a stroke, you might only be there 4, 5, 6 days. So a So a hospital bed for COVID is 7 to 10 times the burden, if you will, on the system as the traditional hospital bed. So that's why the COVID hospital beds are such a problem, because it really taxes the system. And so to your initial question, that's where I could see potential policy changes or anything we can do. That's where a lot of our efforts are going to be constantly focused, loosening up the hospital system.
Plus you have the staffing shortages in healthcare and across the board. Governor, I'll let you go real quickly. Thank you. Are you going to ski tomorrow?
Probably not tomorrow. We're a little busy with COVID right now, so I might get up for the next couple of weeks, but I can't promise anything anytime soon, unfortunately. Right. But everyone should have a safe, enjoy the snow, get up to the ski areas. They got great. The runs are really coming in, without a doubt. They're making the snow. Go out to the ice rinks, get on a sleigh ride, do whatever you can. Enjoy winter. You got to find your thing that makes it special, but please, at least for the next, 6, 7 hours, be safe out there. Watch out for kids and, enjoy the weekend.
And go Patriots. Thank you, Governor Sununu.
Thank you, sir.